News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness is appealing for the cooperation of citizens in St. James who will be affected by the state of public emergency now in effect for the parish. He says while some delays are expected, great effort is being taken to ensure the rights of all citizens are upheld.
The declaration of a state of public emergency does not mean the suspension of the rule of law. The security forces are expected and have been directed to treat citizens with respect and protect the dignity and safety of all. The operations which will be conducted, though directed at criminals and their facilitators, will create some level of general discomfort. We ask the public to cooperate with the security forces.
During the state of public emergency, the security forces will have the power to search, curtail the operating hours of businesses, and detain persons without a warrant. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says the Emergency Powers Regulations 2018 will be tabled in Parliament at its next sitting in accordance with the Emergency Powers Act. The Emergency Powers Act refers to the existence of a state of public emergency and empowers the Governor-General to make regulations during such a period.
The Constitution provides that a period of public emergency can be declared by a proclamation if the Governor-General is satisfied that action has been taken or is immediately threatened by any person or body of persons of such a nature and on so extensive a scale as to be likely to endanger the public safety.
The government is to begin work on a virtual sports museum during the next fiscal year. Senior Director of Sports Monitoring and Development in the Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Ministry, Florette Blackwood, says the museum will enable 3D viewing of specific sporting artifacts online. The virtual museum will pave the way for the planned National Sports Museum to be built on lands adjoining Independence Park near the National Stadium.
Sometimes buildings can take some time to go to be constructed, and in the case of the National Sport Museum, it is a purpose-built museum that we will have, and so this is very important and a very critical in a step forward. But even before we have the physical museum, it doesn't mean that we cannot establish all other areas surrounding the museum.
Sporting memorabilia and artifacts from the 40 disciplines in which Jamaica participates will be showcased in the virtual sports museum. It will also trace and showcase Jamaica's history and performance in various sports. And Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says the tourism industry was a major contributor to the record employment figures generated in Jamaica last year. Data from the Statistical Institute of Jamaica Statin showed that the number of employed persons peaked at a historic 1,204,800 in April 2017. Mr. Bartlett says the tourism industry employed over 11,000 persons in 2017.
And that makes tourism now employ 117,000 people directly. And of the 1.2 million employees, that represents close to 10% of the total employment. So the employment in Jamaica is akin to that of the world in terms of the ratio.
Minister Bartlett adds that small and medium-sized enterprises have also benefited from the growth of the sector. He says tourism continues to have a direct and indirect impact on the economy through employment and foreign direct investment. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The Real Estate Board is currently accepting applications for the following mandatory courses as part of the Continuing Professional Development Course requirements. AML Update, Terrorism Prevention Act will be held on January 3, 4, 10, and 11, and the Real Estate Dealers and Developers Act, January 22 and 30, 2018. Contact the Real Estate Board at 926-9748-9 for more information.